The Madman DVD Review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great stream.
Check this out!
First console I ever went to, Maria.
Hey, how are you, Mikey?
First console I ever went to, Twisted Sister.
Oh,
front row, me and my cousin, yeah, friend Gav, Tim.
I was going to ask if you were a fan. Did you like Twisted Sister growing up?
Love Twisted Sister. You know what? They still hold a place in my heart. Twisted Sister. You know why? Partly because of this documentary.
Yeah.
Were you a fan of Twisted Sister? I mean, you weren't obviously a fan. You're too sophisticated and.
Well,
rainy,
I don't know. We used to write Twisted Sister on, canvas bags with a Vivid marker and.
Great logo. I did that.
Yeah,
I scratched it on a couple of walls at Rangitoto College.
Yep. So,
proud of that.
See, it was a generation full of Twisted Sister fandom. So Twisted Sister.
And the Van Halen logo.
Yeah. They certainly fit within that whole realm. In fact, Push Push might have learned a little bit from Twisted Sister, one might.
Well, I mean, you can't not glean a few. Amazing Showman, Dee Snider, the lead singer.
Weren't they? Yeah. Actually, JJ French is the main singer.
JJ French is the guitarist. I'm going to have to stop you there.
But he also was the singer.
He was a main songwriter and singer, though,
yeah. And in fact, they actually changed their whole style because. They were sick of, having band members who got so drunk that they fell off the stage all the time, so he decided he should take up the mantle of, doing a bit of lead singing too. He wasn't much of a singer, so they changed the style to being kind of, what we know as Twisted Sister now, right?
He's also one of those lead guitarists that does as much talking on stage as the lead singer does in between songs. I'm not necessarily a big fan of that. Don't tell our lead guitarist, but I'm saying.
They're kind of performance artists, really, aren't they?
They're amazing. And the documentary we talk about is called We Are Twisted Fucking Sister.
That's right. Yes.
From 2014, but it talks about Twisted Sister before they were, before their massive commercial success that they had. Right.
Yeah, that's right. Because they were actually just a cover band. They used to go around, Long Island playing Jethro Tull and Led Zeppelin songs. Yes. And kind of, entertaining people while they were wearing pink negligees and red lipstick and hot pants and...
Glammy
cross-dressing. Even though they were kind of big heterosexual men, they were totally made up to the nines.
Quite the fashion of the time, though, Maria,
Quite the fashion of the time. But they were actually pioneering in it. They saw David Bowie and they went for it. They realised that the moment was changing away from, all that disco stuff. And they took the best bits and actually, just brought it into... I don't know what you'd even call it, some sort of mashup of, glitter and punk starting to smash together.
The documentary, I remember the reason I first found out about it was because it was crowdfunded.
It's from 2014, so it's been around for a while, this particular documentary, but it's... it came from the people.
From the fans. Let's put it out to the fans! Do you know one of my favorite? That Twisted Sister concert, the very first concert I ever went to, is actually available on YouTube. It was a Shazam special at the time, Shazam, the music show.
Yeah, with Philip Schofield.
Pip Dan at the time, actually.
Oh, was it?
I think it must have been post-Philip Schofield. But there's the one bit you don't see in it is when Dee Snider came on stage. And I don't know, at the time I thought it was the coolest thing ever when he came out and said, "I know Twisted Sister were ready for Auckland, but was Auckland ready for Twisted fucking Sister?" Lost my mind, Maria. I was like, yes, we were.
Inspired by all of that colour and drag.
And then some seventh form dick at school gave me hassle me on the bus about it.
Did they?
Yeah, dick.
It's so mean. People are so closed, aren't they? Tall poppy syndrome in this country. It's such a shame. It's really nice when people are expressive, and Twisted Sister certainly, they take glam rock and they do things to it that makes it,
Let's not discount the reality though. They're pretty ludicrous as well.
Oh, ridiculous! Yeah. I mean, they're very polarizing. Most people, you know, love or hate Twisted Sister. I think there'd probably be people listening who completely hate them with good reason, and people who completely love them also with good reason. You know, they declared a war on disco and started hanging effigies of Barry White at some of their concerts. However, it backfired because suddenly a whole bunch of rednecks in a small rural town in upstate New York thought that they were racist and became their, you know, their big fans, which was really counter to what the band was on about. They were not at all, you know, trying to be racist in any way, but they suddenly had this bunch of, you know, redneck racists on their case as their biggest fans, and they of course started, you know, like becoming really violent at the concerts and things, but it just kind of added to the whole mess that Twisted Sister, you know, the kind of controversial.
It can be quite a it's a difficult time in a band's success when it turns out some of your fans are cockheads.
I know, what do you do about that? It's really tricky, isn't it? Because that's not what they were targeting. It's definitely not what they were trying to say or do.
No, but I mean, you know,
they've got fans who they don't necessarily want, but you can't really. I don't know. It's a tricky one.
So actually something you need to plan for, I think.
if you're planning for your success.
this has been out on sort of Netflix for a while, but nice to have the DVD. Is there a few extras on the DVD, a few bonuses for the old...
I actually don't know, because I've watched the preview on a thing called Doc Play, which is a site that hosts a lot of documentaries.
Hey, I'm just going to stop you there, Marie, Dr. Maria Walls. Unless you're prepared to give away 6 month subscription to this Doc Play, let's not talk about it anymore.
I guess that's Madman DVD's responsibility, but I assume.
We do have that to give away, is what I'm trying to segue into there. Yeah.
Maybe for free, people could jump online and listen to the song that's not really mentioned in this particular documentary, which is We're Not Gonna Take It, which is, of course, Twisted Sister's most famous song. So you can jump online and watch it.
This is the thing, they sort of get up to about this point, and that's when the documentary stops, because actually it was the fact that they played like 1,000 shows or something before they even had anything, any record out. Great song. Here we go.
That's a great song. It's so parody.
Great song.
Parody Rebels, you know?
If Rebels were like the trash heap, half the trash heap from Fraggle Rock, Alice Cooper, Rock. And half the clown from it.
So, I mean, of course, this film or documentary might remind people of Spinal Tap, except that J.J. French and Dee Snider are really smart. Neither of them drink, so they're actually on stage being ludicrous and really, you know, out there, but they're completely sober, which is quite refreshing and interesting.
Because they're tough New York, they grew up like tough New York kids, you know what I mean? They might whack into a bit of lingerie and stuff and garish makeup, but they're not, you know, they're not sort of shy of fisticuffs if need be, you know?
From that time. And they're just, you know, gigging rock musicians who play bars a lot, so they're very experienced and they're really good at handling a crowd and racking a crowd up.
So what did you like the most about this doco?
I think probably just looking at their costuming again, I've forgotten how wild and ridiculous it was.
What was it? What's the story behind that? He explains that, doesn't he? He's like his girlfriend, his wife.
Yeah, he does, and how he actually decides that. It all came from, you know, being influenced by seeing David Bowie on a magazine cover. But, you know, like every new band member that they recruit, they have to just say, you know, like you have to dress up in women's clothes and put some makeup on. And everyone sort of takes that as being, you know, okay, sure. And they put on dog collars and things, and they chain themselves to each other on stage, and then they get shocks, you know, like from the amps and things like that. It's quite ridiculous and funny.
Hey, we do have a 6 month subscription to give away for Doc Play. Can you want to just explain what that is again?
I'm not sure if we do, so I don't want to.
No, we do. I'm looking at the thing saying yes, we do have.
Do we? Oh, okay. In that case, Madman, who I'm not directly affiliated with. Are giving away to DocPlay with a website, which is, you know, is the host of an amazing array of documentaries, and I've actually been given a subscription that I'm really enjoying watching. You know, just long form docos that aren't necessarily available in other places easily. So, yeah, and this is one of the star pieces.
Are you suggesting it's a go-to treasure trove of documentaries?
Yeah, that's right, a treasure trove. It is indeed. So we are Twisted Puffing Sister is available on DocPlay.
Okay, so to win this 6-month DocPlay subscription, you have to tell me the name of this. Not you, but the listener.
Oh.
The listener with the B card has to tell me the name of this song I'm about to play. It's really easy if you just listen to it. But thank you, Maria. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
The documentary is called We Are Twisted Fucking Sister. What is the name of the song, B card holders? If you can text me in the name of the song, make sure you put your name in your B card as well. Then you'll win the 6-month DocPlay subscription. What a fine prize that is!
What a fine prize.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.